turn the lights on. Dr. Chris Ann Garten, and again, a physician's personal journey. As I've told you, from the darkness of traumatic brain injury to hope, healing, and recovery. Three great words: hope, healing, and recovery. And let's welcome this very special guest to our program this morning, Chris Ann Garten. And doctor, good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and it is myself. I'm the person who is very honored to be on your show and speak about this condition that's very near and dear to my heart, which is the healing of the brains of our young veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan who have sustained, you know, significant brain injuries in their service to our nation. So I am the person who is honored to be speaking to you and your radio guests.
Well, let me say to you, doctor, that when I found out that you were going to be on my program, I was so honored, and I've got your book right here beside me.
Wow!
And one of the things that I thought of right away as I started reading about you was what a tremendous force you must have to do all the things that you do and battle this and win the battle.
It is interesting because, you know, truly, as I tell our young veterans and actually all of my patients, because I have several athletes as well struggling with traumatic brain injury, is that, you know, you really need to be a warrior. Don't be ashamed of the fact that you have difficulties thinking or difficulties reacting. You know, you are going to need to muster all of that grit that you have to get through the other side of this brain injury, because the brain does not heal as quickly or, you know, kind of in steps like we're used to healing a muscle or a fracture or anything like that. You know, the brain really, if it is damaged, takes you out of the game, takes you out of the war theater, takes you out of your possible transition from military service to civilian service, because you can't think as well as you did before. But keep in mind, that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book. You know, it took me hours every day for multiple weeks until I could speak again. And, you know, the interesting thing is I could not speak until the moment I could. And as a physician, Brad, who had worked with patients with traumatic brain injury, I did not realize that you don't have any progress whatsoever until the moment all of those circuits kind of connect and you can do the activity that you've been working on. So that's why I really wanted to write this, to tell our young heroes not to be discouraged, you know, to keep after it, and, you know, the rewards will be great.
Well, again, reading about you, I got emotional, and I'm proud of that, because it just happened to me when I was reading about you with the book. How long did it take you to write this?
It took about a year to do it, and to be honest, you know, the great writer is Andrew Miller.
Yes.
I told my story, and he was able to use my voice and put it together, and I want to tell your listening audience that interspersed in my story of recovery, I have multiple veterans who then say, okay, and this is exactly the same thing I noted, or this is how I got out of it. And then, very interestingly enough, while I was writing this here in Columbus, Ohio, Jonathan Wells, who is a former Ohio State running back for our Ohio State national championship team under Coach Tressel, but also then went on to the Texans and the NFL, and he called me and said, do you mind if I tell my story? I'm out there like, oh my goodness. And then after that, there were a couple NCAA players who actually, you know, asked to be in the book. And I want to say that the universality of traumatic brain injury and the difficulties that it poses is so amazing. The breath in 2020, so within the next few months, the World Health Organization is about to mention traumatic brain injury as being the fourth largest worldwide health concern. We are actually in a traumatic brain injury global pandemic. So you are way ahead of your time, you know, bringing this to your listening audience.
Well, doctor, I wanted to, and I'm very proud that I was able to. And again, when we talk about these things, you just say to yourself, you just hope people continue to have hope, because hope can do it, tenacity can do it, healing, recovery, everything that you possess. And I'll tell you right now, listening to you, as I speak with you, it's amazing. The voice sound and the way you talk and the feeling that you have for veterans especially, it's just a great gift, no question about it.
Well, I feel that I lost my voice for quite some time. When I got it back, I realized that our young vets coming back have lost their voice. You know, it's very difficult to manipulate through the Veterans Administration system. I'm very thankful that the Mission Act was just recently passed and signed to allow our veterans to seek help outside of the VA with specialists who deal with traumatic brain injury, and I encourage them all to do that. And I think we're making some progress, and I think I was kind of smiling when you were mentioning all those things. The one thing that I possess more than anything else is tenacity. I mean, you know, other things are very important, but my tenacity is what kept me saying, no, we've got to be their voice, and I want our government to come around and truly help both the veteran and their families when they come back. They should not be dealing with this by themselves, right? I mean, they really shouldn't.
Well, you're absolutely right, but you are quite an inspiration.
Well, thank you.
You can take the hill easily.
I'm hoping to do so again soon. You know, the hill's been quite chaotic recently, and I think it's about time that we unite around something very positive, and I can't imagine a better issue to unite the country than taking care of the people who defend our rights every single day, right? I mean, that's the important thing to do.
How long have you been a physician?
I've been a physician now for 40 years, believe it or not. And it's been every single day of being a physician has been an honor for me. I really love dealing with folks and doing whatever you can to make a difference in somebody's life every single day. And I think we need to go back to that particular standard in our country, that the idea of success and a successful day is influencing somebody else's life in the positive. And that's what we need to do, particularly with folks who have very little positivity going on. Again, when your brain isn't working, there is a huge depression, and it's a chemical depression that sets in. And we need to say, no, come on, we got your back on this one. Follow us.
You know, doctor, when you think of all the things that you have been through, but when you think of all of the people that you are helping and will help, that is a gift from God, no question about it.
It definitely is, and it's a gift from the great professors also that I had at Ohio State, and the great folks who have helped me along the way. You know, we have one of our generals in the Ohio National Guard is also a U.S. congressman, Steve Stivers, and he has been amazingly helpful in getting our documentary. For instance, we did a documentary, Operation Resurrection, and our five guys with TBIs were able to go to the Hill, show the documentary, speak to 121 congressional offices and 27 senatorial offices, and that was kind of the beginning. So we're not nearly as big as IVA, and I really admire IVA and Paul Rykoff, but we are a small grassroots group that is now in 28 states. So let's get the entire nation behind this particular issue. You know, brain health is important to all of us, not just now, but in the future. So we need to kind of get together and get behind our men and women who protect us and who have, you know, suffered TBI either through training or through combat, but all within the service of our nation.
Well, I thank you so much for being with me. I can't thank you enough. And I'll be thinking of you, no question.
Thank you so much, too, and I hope to get up. I've never been to Connecticut. I need to get up there and, you know, kind of meet you in person somewhere along the travel,
right,
because it's such a major force, and you are such a major force for good that I so appreciate this opportunity. And I'd like all of our veterans to go to our website, resurrectinglives.org. You know, the book is available on Amazon.com. And, again, it is a manual of hope for those who are struggling with this very important health issue.
You made my day.
You made mine, and I so appreciate it, and good luck for the rest of the day. And everybody listening, do one thing good for somebody so that at the end of today you can say, you know, today I made a difference.
God bless you, and we will meet again.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.